KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Well, we got the top dog today. We've got the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, Jason Kronk.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, good to have you with us today.
Yeah, it's good to be here. We've been very excited to have this program. I think it began in January, and today's my day.
It's your day.
To be here. We've had a number of different guests that have been on the program, and I was happy to have time to come down and visit with you.
Well, it seems like we should have had you on first.
I guess.
Well, listen, let's talk a little bit about Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, because you're probably the one guy that has a really good understanding of where things are and where you think you can go.
Right. It's been a tremendous busy place up on the hill for Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. It's a 62-year-old organization, and when I first arrived over 6 years ago, the board said, "We've been waiting for you. Let's get started." And we started right away on a master plan of a project that we started several years ago, 3 years ago, I think, the multi-year, multi-phase campus expansion, repositioning of what you see today. That's been high. Couldn't have built on a higher place in town, you know, very high-profile location.
Well, of course, I have many memories of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Both my aunt lived there, and many of her friends and people I knew as a young man, as a boy, lived there. And many members of my family spent time in the skilled nursing center toward the end of their lives. And as a Cub Scout, back in 1957, we used to go up and raise the flag there in that little courtyard there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I just remember how the residents there were so thrilled that young people would care that much to come out and see them.
Yeah. Well, it's touched a lot of lives. And when you talk to people in the Flathead Valley, it's amazing how many people have had a loved one who've lived at Emmanuel Lutheran or have had a family member working at Emmanuel Lutheran. Yeah. We have over almost 300 full and part-time employees that work for us up there, and we're serving probably close to 300 residents that live either in independent living, assisted living, memory support, long-term care, post-acute care. So there's a lot of different places that we can meet people's needs.
Let's talk a little bit about where we are now in the expansion process, because it's no secret you're expanding.
Well, the need continues to grow. As we know, the demographics are exploding in terms of, you know, 10,000 baby boomers turning 70 every day, and we're looking to position ourselves to meet the needs of our community as it grows older. And so we have recently, this past fall, completed our villas apartments, and those are 100% sold and occupied. And so you can tell that there's really been a need for some comfortable place like the villas for people to live in. And in addition to that, we probably have over 70 people on a wait list that want to be there that just didn't get that apartment they wanted or just didn't sign up in time. So the need will continue to, since the need is there, we're looking at ways that we can grow and try to meet those needs. We've started this multi-phase, multi-year project. And we have one more phase to do. We have our final phase that we're working on now. We hope to start construction in October, and that's the update, the final wing of the nursing home, to bring that up to standards. Because you can see in 62 years, we've outlived its mechanical, electrical, plumbing. It's time to update the old nursing home and to make it a new, comfortable place for people to live.
Do you anticipate changing the way you do things there?
No, programming-wise, we don't see changing. We see making it more home-like physically, doing away with the nurse's station and making it look and feel more home-like with the structure that we have. That's been our goal all along, so that we can preserve the dignity and have people enjoy the life that they have when they're living there.
In other words, more home-like as opposed to institutional living.
And that's been the history of nursing homes. You know, it started out as a subset of a hospital, and hospitals really had more of a clinical design, and that's how they built nursing homes. You can see our nursing home is double-loaded corridors with a central nurses station. It made sense for safety, but today we try to make things more residential, to make it more of an extension of their home and to give that more of a prominence in the design. So that's really what we're focused on.
Our guest today is Jason Kronk. He is the CEO of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and I'd like to explore with you a little bit about our relationship with the local churches. We'll do that right after this.
When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Well, your middle name is Lutheran,
yes.
So that would indicate that there's a relationship there.
Yeah.
But this relationship goes much further than just our Lutheran churches.
It does. We've served all faiths since we opened back in 1957. Our nonprofit status is actually held with the ELCA Lutheran Church, but that's about where it ends. We really, I think there's sometimes a common misperception that we are receiving funds to build this new building that we built and to do the work that we're doing, and we're completely self-sufficient. We do not receive any funds from the Lutheran Church outside of donations that we get from our area Lutheran churches that help pay for our pastoral services, and that's part of our ministry. And we like to think of ourselves as an extension of our pastor's ministry to our older adults who live with us. Mm-hmm. But the our churches, we have 40 Lutheran churches that we call every year to our annual meeting from across Western Montana, who send delegates, and those delegates meet once a year, and they elect and re-elect our board of directors and update our bylaws. So we do have a connection to our Lutheran churches through that process. Last year, we amended our bylaws to expand membership to any faith. So any faith can now become a member of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and we've already had a couple of churches who've been very active with us in terms of volunteers and donations. Who haven't been a member want to apply and become members. So we're looking to expand our church membership in the local area beyond the Lutheran churches to have a more formal relationship with all faiths.
What would be the benefit of a church becoming a member?
Well, I think it goes to the inclusion of, again, our annual meeting where they're allowed to vote on policies or bylaws that we might present them, the shaping the organization. Our congregations are getting older across all of Montana, across the country.
Sure.
And organizations like Emmanuel Lutheran are positioning themselves, are in the best position to help meet the needs of an aging congregation. And so I think the alignment of having becoming a member strengthens our relationship where as congregations are getting older, we can be a stronger resource in those churches to help them with those social changes that are going on in our lives.
Well, the smaller churches, for example, around the area, they don't have the option of going to their national churches or their, so they really don't have the ability to do it on their own.
Right. And so that's where we can step in and be a real partner for them, a resource for them to help people age with dignity and to address life issues as they happen. A lot of our older adults in the area live alone, and our pastors in the area are dealing with a lot of changes that are going on from time to time with their parishioners, and that's where we see Emmanuel trying to be a complement to what they're trying to accomplish, the ministry that they're accomplishing in their churches.
You know, you used a statistic here just a few minutes ago. You said every day 10,000 people are turning 70. Yeah. I remember when that number was 60. 10,000 people a day turning 60. Now we say they're turning 70.
Yes.
And we have information now, probably confirmed in our next census, that basically one out of four people here in the Flathead are over 60. One out of four. That means you walk down the street and you see four people. One of them is over,
Well, the Census Bureau right now tells us in the year 2020, one in five Montanans will be over the age of 65.
So you walk down the street and you see five people. One of them will probably be over 65.
Montana is the sixth or seventh aging state in the country.
So this is something that is really needed.
It is.
Absolutely. And the future means we're going to need more.
Yes, there is a big need for us.
And, you know, we can't do anything about aging.
No.
I mean, it happens to all of us. We can't stop it.
Right.
When we need to have this kind of help, and it would be a tragedy if it wasn't there.
Right. So that's where Emmanuel steps in, I think, to be a resource for people as they're getting older, to provide a place for them to live comfortably when they need it. And as a result, we've seen our census and our occupancy all across campus really reach our maximum capacity. And so we ask ourselves, what's next?
Well, I think that's what we ought to talk about next. Okay. So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Well, this has been a real stimulating conversation with Emmanuel Lutheran Communities CEO Jason Kronk. So what happens when there's no more room up there on Buffalo Hill?
Well, we've reached that point. We've maximized all the land that we have that we can build and add comfortable places for people to live. So we're currently going through a strategic plan update with our board of directors to outline the next 3 to 5 years and where we want to put our energies and how we can continue to meet the needs of our community. I don't know if you recall, 3 or 4 years ago, we made application to build affordable housing for older adults.
I remember that conversation with you.
Yes, and so that's through the State Board of Housing to apply for tax credits to build an apartment building. It was a beautiful apartment building that we had planned and still do have planned. We weren't awarded the tax credits. It's an underfunded program that is, the needs are just outgrowing the program as it is today. But perhaps that's something that we can look at again as an organization that we'd like to. I think our board has always felt that was a project that was near and dear to their heart, to meet a community need, to build a comfortable place for people to live who don't have a lot of money, but yet can find a nice place to live with Emmanuel in that setting. So I think we'll be continuing to explore that as an opportunity for us. But another project that we're working on, and we're currently doing some focus groups right now this summer, is a program called Emmanuel at Home. And as we see all of our demographics, we can't build bricks and mortar fast enough to meet that number of people that need a place to live. So one way that we're looking to do that is by offering a way for people to become a member of our community without moving in. So they can become a member, and we'll give them priority access to our health care. We can support them if they have questions about Medicare or if they need some home maintenance or things around their home. But this will allow us to expand our independent living without the bricks and mortar. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you've got transportation available. You've got buses.
Transportation.
You can bring them to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of this program allows them to come and dine with us, attend all of our presentations in the auditorium, work out in our fitness facilities, be part of all of our campus life activities. But at the end of the day, they can go back to their own home. And I think this might be a way to meet that need of affordable housing, because people can stay safely in their home knowing that they're part of our campus and also connected to a social network that will help look out for them should they go to the hospital.
Now, somebody's checking up on them.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone's checking up on them. We'll be that good neighbor when they go to the hospital. If they need that help, part of being a member of our community is having an advocate for you in the hospital to help navigate those changes that go on, and to make sure that they're going to be in the right setting when they go home, whether it's at Emmanuel or back to their own home. This is a real exciting program that we're looking to launch sometime this fall.
I think that this makes an awful lot of sense, and it allows the independence, yet it provides an opportunity for people to, let me turn that off, it provides an opportunity for people to socialize, because that's the problem. You stay in your home, you wind up staying in your home. You never
isolation,
leave.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest things that we offer by living at Emmanuel Lutheran is the ease of socialization.
Oh, yeah.
And by allowing to have people become members of our community without moving into our campus is going to add that socialization aspect. Mm-hmm. And I think peace of mind. Should they fall and hurt themselves, they'll know that they have priority access to our assisted living or our retreat or to our nursing home, whichever they need.
So what's the timeline for accomplishing something like this?
Well, as I said, we're doing our focus groups right now to gather confidence in the program itself. And if things go well, we'll present it to our board, and hopefully it'll be something we can launch this fall. And so it's something that we have our eyes set on. We've been working on this for some time, and it's a concept that's working in other markets across the country that we've taken and learned from our colleagues that are in this business, and we're trying to make sense in our own market so that we can continue to meet a need here.
Well, one thing for sure is we can't stop getting older.
No.
We just can't do it, and so you guys can't have any moss growing under your feet.
No. We certainly have an unlimited supply of demand for the services, but we want to offer that in a very comfortable way that people can enjoy life to the fullest at whatever age they're at.
Well, what a great conversation. Gosh, it's exciting to know what's going on. We need to have you come back more often and inspire us like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great group up there that I work with, a super team of people that really make the difference in everyday life of our older adults who live with us at Emmanuel and hopefully beyond with this new program.
Oh, boy. Jason Kronk is the Emmanuel Lutheran Community CEO. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy, Healthier You is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.